去的人，对
吧？执行的
对
不
对？啊，
Your prayer today?
Yes. Dear God, protect the people of Florida and the entire lower East Coast from the wrath of the dangerous storm. Be with them to survive, endure, and recover. Be with us today and bless us with your guidance, vision, and understanding. God, thank you for giving us the opportunity to help all the people in the county to have a better place to live and to work. Thank you for all the people I work with. Because without everyone working together in the county, nothing positive happens. Thank you for your inspirations, strength to work, knowledge, and patience until problems are solved. Guide us today to make a wise and fair decision for the people of Orange County. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas,
one state under God, one and indivisible.
Ahead and start with item number one, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. A, $73,808.75 to United Healthcare Insurance Company from the General Fund 001101-51270 for group insurance for retirees 65 years of age and older for the month of September 2019. B, $21,652.83, UTMB, from the General Fund 001111-54235 for contract payment due September 2019.
And also for September 3rd, 2019, from the General Fund, $404,180.29, Roden Bridge, $84,834.35, $0.65. Mosquito Control, $1,517.17. Adult Probation, $49.88. Airport, $35,132.10. Consolidated Accounts, $16,716.34. For a total payment of $542,430.43.
Go ahead and pay the bills as listed by the auditor.
Second that.
I have a motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Number two, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from the 260th District Court from 001-212-51110 regular salaries of $2,000 to 001-212-51140 extra help $2,000. Purpose to move budget to accommodate for funds spent on extra help. Anybody from Mr. Parkhurst's? Judge Parkhurst here?
Second.
Motion by one, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, item number three, we're going to go ahead. We're going to take no action on this today. We have some clarification we had to get, so we'll take no action on item number three. Everybody good?
That's good. Thank you.
Okay. Item four, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer from the Transportation Department from 001-601-5140 extra help 8250 to 001-601-5120 overtime salaries of 8250. Purpose to move budgeted funds to accommodate for overtime pay.
We've had two employees have death in the family and we're paying
within a week.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number six, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer, Sheriff's Office and Jail, from 001-740-52170.
Skip five. Yeah.
Oh, I did. Okay. Sorry about that. We'll go back. Item five, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer, Parks Department. No wonder Sabrina's kind of looking at me. from 001-681-57550, repairs, construction, et cetera, $4,816.22, to 001-681-51230, retirement, $4,816.22, to move budget to accommodate for retirement expense.
Do I ask a question again? Sabrina. I don't quite understand this. I was looking for you. Whose retirement? I mean, what was it?
So this is per penny.
Yeah, what's this about?
I didn't understand that you give $4,800 for retirement.
Earlier in the year, we've had a retirement expense. The retirement is not retirement expense. It's retirement payments into the retirement for the personnel.
Retire.
No. They're currently employed, but we all pay into our retirement system. So we pay in like 15.5% roughly for the
to match the
employees.
7% that they put in.
Right. Okay. And they put in the 7%. So her account was low in
to
budgeting.
Take care of that.
Yes.
Basically, in last year's budget.
Basically, like an escrow account for a bank.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. And the current year's budget was short, so we're just making sure we meet that gap.
Okay. Right. I just didn't understand.
That there's enough budgeted in there for it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I make a motion to accept.
Motion by two.
I second.
Second by three. Any further discussion?
So, I got another question.
Okay.
So, when Penny... But when we do the budget, all that's not set up throughout the year?
And part of that is it depends on what kind of extra help you are. So if you're regular part-time, retirement is taken out. But right. If you're just extra help that's here, you know, sometimes and not another, then we do not take out retirement. So I misbudgeted for that.
Okay.
Just short.
We had more that were where we had to take out retirement mm-hmm. in their pay periods, in their payment. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. I have a motion by two, a second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right. Now we'll go to number six. Discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer, Sheriff's Office and Jail, from 001-740-52170, chemical and lab fees of $2,108.90, 001-740-52251, bulletproof vest of $1,750.83, 001-740-54130, contract fees and services of $10,000, 001-740-54790, special investigations of $263.32, 001-740-57500, equipment non-inventory less than $2,000 or $4,750, and then 001-111-53830, contingency of $43,553.05. Two, overtime salary, 001-740-51120 of $61,000, 001-740-5130, schedule overtime, $1,426.10. Sheriff Merritt.
The main reason for this is because we were and still are shorthanded And our 740 budget, which is commonly called our general budget or the sheriff's office, the deputy's budget. We were short down as far as four, one per shift. According to the collective bargaining agreement, the minimum staffing is four per shift, and so we have to maintain at least four per shift. If you have one sick and one on vacation or gone to a school, that throws you down to four, so it doesn't leave you any wiggle room where if someone else was to take off or go to court or anything like that, then basically we have to call in overtime. But the biggest reason was because we're shorthanded in the patrol division, and we're currently down three. We've managed to, with the possibility of one maybe being hired this week, which would, if it works out good, will put us down short two. So at least two of the four shifts will be full staffed, and we'll still be short one on the other two. So.
I'm glad we're getting some more people in there, because I wrote, when I read this, I said, obviously needs more deputies. So you had had four to leave. But you've rehired one and possibly another one.
Yes, yes, possibly this week. We're going to interview one tomorrow, the next day. And, seem like he may get hired. So.
Okay. That's
Sheriff, the regular salaries, we're not paying because we have those four openings. It's not offsetting this, or not completely offsetting this, I guess.
Well,
And
if I may, Commissioner, we've already had to juggle things from the regular salaries already because of the amount of expenses that we've had this year, and so we've already kind of used that up where we couldn't take from regular salaries.
So now we're going to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just whenever I see that word contingency, I perk up a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it either, believe me.
Well, I think I'll make a motion to pass this.
Do you see any problem finishing out the year? Do you think this will get us there?
I don't see any problem. We're going to, hopefully after tomorrow, the next day, we're only going to be short two. Mm-hmm. And
that's what I think.
We've already taken steps to where if there's one off sick and say there's one gone to a school, then you can't call in sick, basically. We don't want to fall below four. And they all know that. They're very good on not trying to make it any harder on the guys on the shift. And so they're very good about coming to work sometimes when maybe they really shouldn't. So.
And I understand we can't always project.
Yeah. And some of them have canceled schools because it would have created overtime, and we really kind of frown on that.
Good. I'm glad they're kind of taking care of, they see the problems too, and they're taking care of. That's good.
I second, David.
Any motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number seven, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer from 001-743-51110, regular salaries of $112,850.73, to 001-743-51120, overtime of $112,850.73, to move budget to accommodate for overtime.
Yes, sir. Pretty much the same thing.
That's what I thought.
Commissioner Tran, that's...
If we'd have done another order, I wouldn't ask questions.
This is, what we just explained a while ago. Basically, it's the same thing. We've been down as much as nine this year short employees in the jail. Due to the population of the jail, the Texas Commission on Jail Standards sets the number of correction officers we have to have. I don't set them. The court doesn't set them. The Texas Jail Commission does. And it's based off the population of the jail. We've been as far as nine down. We're currently short four. So we have hired or replaced five of them this year.
Yeah. And just everybody's clear, because that's two separate budgets from the sheriff's regular and then the jail. So it's two separate overtimes. It's not the same thing. It's one's the jail's overtime, one's the sheriff's department patrol division overtime.
Yes, so this is the jail. This is all the correction officers. And we kind of had a couple unfortunate incidents to where we had some inmates that went to the hospital and they were transferred to Houston or Galveston. and we couldn't release them because of the nature of the charges, and so we had to sit on them 24 hours in the hospital.
So you had to have deputies there?
Yes, ma'am.
Houston and Galveston?
Yes, ma'am. And we had several of those this year that was kind of a little bit unusual, but a lot of things have been unusual this year. So I don't know what to tell you.
I understand.
I make a motion. Second.
Right, motion by three, second by one. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. And again, just wanted to let everybody, that's, you know, this jail that we operate in this county and all the cities and stuff that their people come to us, is that I think is a huge expense. Mm-hmm. But it's stuff that we have to cover that cost. And it's expensive and when we have people. So anyway, so thank you, Sheriff.
Yes, sir.
Item 8, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer from Texas A&M AgriLife Extension from 001-655-5999, other of $600 to 001-655-5750, equipment non-inventory less than $2,000, $600, purpose to provide funds for purchase of digital camera. You should have that stuff in your folder if you want to look at it.
Second.
A motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 9, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer from the airport from 034-610-54550, travel, registration dues, etc., $563.40. From 034-610-57500, equipment non-inventory less than $2,000, $100, to 034-610-59999, other of $663.40. Missy was going to be here, but she, I think she's having a grandbaby born at this moment, we hope. So congratulations to her. Well, she's not here, so I know she had some discussions about that.
I'm reading this. This is for training.
Yes.
On the fuel form operation?
Yeah, on the fuel. Mm-hmm.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Number 10, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer from our district court administrator from 046-282-5999, other $7,200 to 046-282-57590, general machinery and equipment of $7,200, purpose to provide funds to pay for eye-on pinpoint cameras for video phones, the district court administrator. And this is just updating their systems to the video phones.
Well, and actually on the video phones are for the indigent and everything, so they don't have to do as much transfer and everything, and all the district judges can have that conference and everything, so it is viable to fund this fund.
Yeah.
Okay.
Their current system is very old.
That's what I'm saying. It's an update of the systems to get us sort of current.
Current is yesterday.
Yes, current is yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yes, sir.
So moved, Judge.
Motion by four.
Second.
Second by two.
Notice it says wiring to the switch is not included. What, do we know what that means?
I think MIS
is doing it. MIS is doing it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right, I have a motion by four, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 11, discussion and possible action regarding approving a 60-foot by 80-foot storage facility for the Orange County Expo Center with funds from emergency management and the convention and Expo Center budget. Mr. Ardoin, just a little.
Judge, Commissioners, this is, if you're familiar with the Expo Center that in the back, that empty square where the concrete was not poured there, that was originally meant for a storage facility to go in to store for the Expo Center and for all the other equipment or whatnot that might need to go in it. and with what we had left over in this year's budget due to some other things that didn't get spent, and my Sabrina and myself, I guess she's still here, in the back, had talked about it and worked on this, and so that's what we're going to do, is try to transfer that, those funds to build that building so it doesn't come directly out of next year's budget or whatever.
But this doesn't have anything to do with road and bridge and another storage building, does it?
No, not at
all. No, okay.
Yeah, so we've been kind of talking about it for a couple of years and just finally able to...
Yeah, for several years to try to get this accomplished. There's currently zero storage out there.
And I know you're taking it from the emergency management and convention budget, but approximately how much would something like that cost?
Well, I sent, I don't know if you didn't get it.
I don't think I have it.
We got a...
Is it $50,000?
You should have it. It's $100,000.
It's about $100,000, yeah. Between
but
the,
you have the money.
You should have it.
Between that, yes, ma'am. It's an estimate. We got an estimate on it for that, for the purposes of the court.
Oh, okay. And,
high 16-foot. Pretty good tall building, too. I seem like I remember in the past when we had to store cots and stuff in the ballroom, and it became an issue, water. So this will alleviate all those issues that we've had in the past where we were actually in the ballroom for storage.
Correct. When we've lost, all those pallets of water and MREs were stored outside under tarps.
Oh, so they don't.
So it doesn't. No, between the sun and the rain, I won't keep.
We've seen a lot of movement of emergency management this weekend if you turned on your TV. So.
Someone just turned it on. Should I make that motion?
I have a motion by one.
Second.
Second by three. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Yeah. Item 12, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer emergency management. From 001793541430 contracted services and maintenance of $35,000. From 001793545550 travel, registration dues, etc., $15,000 to 074791575790 equipment greater than $5,000 of $50,000. Purpose to provide one half of the funds to purchase a storage building jointly to be located at 11475 FM 1442 Orange, Texas. And again,
Judge, Commissioner, same thing. This is the transfer of funds for
it. So this is your one part of it.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 13, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer from the Convention and Expo Center from 074791527 utilities of $50,000 to 074791575 equipment greater than $5,000 of $50,000. Purpose to provide one half of the funds to purchase a storage building jointly to be located at 11475 FM 1442 Orange, Texas. Ben Dre, this is just the other half of the transfer.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Item 14, record in the minutes the order setting the salary of the county court at law and county court at law number 2, court reporters Amy Garza and Kim Daigle, pursuant to the local government code section 152.001, Troy Johnson, Judge County Court Law number 2. This is setting their pay.
It's Troy.
And Judge, I did get a text back from Brenda Annick. The district court reporters fall under the district judge.
Okay. Do we have the amount for that rate, for that amount that was going up to 3.5?
That's what I thought.
I do not have the dollar figure.
Yeah, we just have to record it in the minutes that we're accepting it, so we'll put that in.
I'm going to make Judge Troy come to
Yeah, I mean, we have to accept it.
But we don't have a choice.
No.
So moved.
Second.
to see if they had it in their notes, and they don't.
I don't see anything.
Okay. All right, we had a motion. I'm sorry. Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And item 15, discussion and possible action regarding adjusting the budget for the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program Elevation Project to meet the benefit cost analysis by lowering the administration fee and the temporary housing allocation. Mr. Ornate again. Management.
Judge Commissioners, this it is necessary to do this for to meet the benefit cost analysis on it for the elevation program. We were allocated the money for the buyout program of FEMA's portion of the hazard mitigation, and this is the elevation part. It was being held up because of there's a formula that they calculate all this by, and we were not meeting the benefit cost analysis to qualify for those homes to be elevated. So what we're proposing is lowering the temporary living expenses as well as the administrative fee for each individual parcel or home that'll be elevated.
So that will help them to elevate by lowering other fees they have?
Correct. That'll put us above the line, and we'll meet the BCA on it on the project.
Does that mean they'll be getting less money to live temporarily?
That means that. It's not much. It's like $1,500 lower end. They don't allot. FEMA doesn't allot a large amount of money for that. I think that's $7,500, and it's dropping it to $5,000.
We were trying to give them more, but we can't.
Right. So it'll qualify. Because without it, without doing this, none of the homes are going to be qualified to do it.
If they don't elevate, they...
Well, they won't be able to be elevated. They won't qualify for the project.
So these costs will be shifted to the homeowner, not to the county, correct?
Yes, this is right.
It's all the homeowners. It's just we were trying to...
Tell about how many of them.
Oh, Commissioner, I wish you hadn't asked me that. I think it's about...
I'm not going to hold you to a number, just...
I want to say around 19, something
okay,
like that.
Okay, that's better than I thought. Maybe. Okay.
And of course, the elevation program keeps them here.
Do you know what position, I mean, where we're at in this deal? We're talking about a year, we're talking about 6 months, get this kicked off?
I think once this court approves this, if you do choose to do so, then we go back to TDEM, and their reviews will probably take a few more months. Like I said, we've already been allocated the amount for the buyout portion of it.
Right.
And this is the other part of that, the elevation portion. So there, once the court makes the decision, I'll get back with TDEM on it. We'll do that, and they'll finish their reviews up, and it should go through. This has been the holdup. Now, the whole project itself is going to take a while, going out for bids and...
Right. But it's going to be moving.
It'll be moving.
It's kind of not been doing anything.
I don't know if y'all, do we have someone around here that does that?
The elevation of homes?
What about offices, too?
No, Ocean.
Yeah, it's buildings.
I've seen the video, so I know Ocean does it. I don't know if they do it around here, but I know they do it.
Yes, there are some, and there's also, we've been getting a lot of phone calls from people from all over that
want
some of that work. Right.
Bid on.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
Right. Second.
I have a motion by three, second by one. Any further discussion? Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Joel.
Thank you.
Discussion and possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioner's Court to authorize County Judge or County Judge Pro Tem to sign the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission contract for the Transportation Department. The contract effective date will be September 1st, 2019 and terminate on August 31st, 2020.
I make a motion.
All right, and we had Denise, I know you looked over if they were all good.
I was not asked to review this contract. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
All right.
So I was asked the specific question about whether or not it could be dated effective September 1, and the answer to that question is yes.
Okay.
It's the same contract.
It's the same contract, right, Janelle?
It's the same contract. It's just
yeah, I second.
Okay.
Second.
Who made that? Who made that?
I did.
Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? New buses on the way.
All right.
Item 17, discussion and possible action regarding transferring the following items as listed. This item's going to surplus.
The last one is going from social services to HR.
All right. Oh, somebody's going to take that one. HR.
That's the one that's not moving.
Okay, so I'll read it down. That's asset 16428, desk unit from social services to human resources. And that's the one that's going, the rest of the items are going to surplus. As listed. All right. Motion
second.
By one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 18, discussion and possible action regarding approving the purchasing agent to advertise for bids on oil and grease. Ms. Cassidy.
And this is our standard contract utilized by the department for oil and grease.
Now, Connie, is that for everybody in the county that uses oil and grease?
Any department can utilize it.
Okay.
All right. Motion by four, I have a second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 19, discussion and possible action regarding approving the purchasing agent to advertise for bids on bulk fuel. Ms. Cassidy.
Same thing.
Bulk fuel for the county.
Motion. So moved. Second.
Motion by four, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 20, discussion and possible action regarding a request from Chevron Phillips Chemical Company, LP CP Chem, for permission to survey across Orange County Airport property. The purpose of their survey is for CP Chem to develop a proposed pipeline route. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to execute a permission to survey in favor of CP Chem.
This is as promised from last week and the week before, and finally done. It has all of the different tracts described in the permit. I sent it earlier, and it also contains the exclusions that are necessary for survey across airport property per MISI and FAA reg.
This is just permission to survey, not a permission of a certain route.
Correct. That specifically says it in there. And this is just like our standard permit to survey, except it contains some explicit indemnification language with regard to the antiquities permit that the court signed off on a couple of weeks ago.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. On for getting that. Thank you. Item 21, open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes.
Ronald Ball, Precinct 3. I just want to go on the record that I don't think it was necessary for y'all to vote yourself a raise last meeting, especially one that hasn't been on there just a little over a month, if a month. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Sabrina Gray, the Orange County Parks Department. We are putting together a Orange County Parks National Public Lands Day, and it's going to be held on September the 28th here at Claiborne West Park. This is an event that takes place all across the country. They invite volunteers to come out to the public lands, participate in volunteer projects such as cleanups or trash pickups. In this case, we'd like to hopefully get our volunteers to come out and help us clean out around the trees, around some bridges, do a little painting on the parking markers. And we do have a group of individuals who've been very diligent in helping us get our disc golf course back up to par.
Good.
And so we've set the date. We've invited, we have a group of individuals that came to our open houses and expressed an interest in being a volunteer group for the park. So again, we're organizing this event. And we invite you to come out and join us. And I do have a flyer for the media. We also have another event taking place next weekend. Mr. Rockforge, want to tell them about it?
There's going to be a cleanup crew on Bailey Road Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. If anybody's interested in helping, show up. Just show up on Bailey Road. We're planning on taking it from one end to the other. And there is a group that has gotten together, and they contacted me, and I'm going to help provide the bags and make it move and get the trash out of there. So anyone interested in being involved in that is very welcome to be there Saturday morning.
Okay, and we thank them very much for that. Again, our park staff is very diligent about getting the jobs done, but there's a few things that we'd like our community to take part in. So we invite them to come out, help us do a cleanup, and then bring their bikes. We'd like to have a bike ride throughout the park. When we get through, we'll have some beverages and some light refreshments for them.
And what was that date again?
September the 28th.
But you're going to give us a brochure.
I am.
What are the hours?
9 a.m. to noon. And so I've ordered some cool temperatures for that day.
There you go.
Oh, all right.
I hope you get your order.
That helps.
I'm hoping it happens this Saturday, too.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Saturday?
Sabrina, you want to list the times again on the brochure?
9 a.m. to 12 noon, September the 28th, Claiborne West Park.
Any other comments from the audience? Anyone from the court? All right, I do have one. First, I want to tell you, I thought I was a bad golfer until I tried to play my first deal of disc golf, of frisbee golf this past weekend with my kids. And I realized that my regular golf game is not nearly as bad as that is, because I was horrible. But anyhow, so next week, you're going to see we posted our two public tax hearings again. And so we had a little issue with the way it was posted that was brought to you. So this Karen, she is off on vacation this week, and so she wanted me to read a statement about it because it was a mistake, you know, and people make mistakes. But she wanted to make sure that everybody understood. So we proposed the two tax. It doesn't change anything. It was just posted with a wrong number in the paper, and according to Texas law, we have to post it correct. And so when we repost again, we have to have the hearings again. And so we're having two public hearings about that next week. And this week. But this is her statement. So it was brought to my attention. There was an error in the ad we placed announcing our proposed tax rate. I had to correct the preceding year tax rate and announce two more public hearings. I was able to run the ad in the Saturday, August 31st, 2019, Orange Leader. I apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused. Respectfully, Karen Fisher, Tax Assessor Collector. And so, you know, people make mistakes, you know, but we correct them, and we move forward, and we do what we got to do, and so that's what we're doing. And so we'll have those two hearings next week. It doesn't change anything, but we have to have the hearings again.
They will be September 9th.
Yes, sir.
September 9th?
I'll read them. The first hearing will be September 9th, 2019, at 1 p.m. here in this court, and then the second hearing will be September the 13th at 9 a.m., here in this court. And like I said, it doesn't change anything. It just had the
September
wrong.
September the 13th, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
At 9. And what do you happen to know what day of it is? The 9th?
One.
A Monday.
One's a Monday, one's a Friday.
Oh, okay.
And like I said, that's just to correct an area so that we make sure that we proceed as required by law.
Still shooting for 17th for approving
it? Still shooting for the 17th for approving it. And that's all I had. So,
all right.
We'll open back at 2:52.
All right. I recommend no action at this time.
So moved.
Second.
You know, I tell you, there's always those that jump the gun. Discussion and possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court meeting. I have a motion by one, a second by four. All in favor?
Any
opposed? We are adjourned.
That was, yeah, but we can come back Monday.